This is Kurt Hosworth with Public Radio 90, host of Class Eclectic here. I'm on the phone with a special guest today to talk about something exciting for what Glenn Gould used to call the possibility of a new listener, and maybe a little bit of a playlisting of classical music, so to speak. I'm speaking with performer Craig Swanson, talking about his new album, The French Suite Kit, performances with considerable variety of Bach's Fourth French Suite in E-flat major. Welcome to the phone lines and the airwaves, Craig Swanson.
Thank you so much, Kurt. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Good to have you with us today. So in reading a little bit about this and then having an opportunity to listen to some of the tracks here, you have this opportunity to perform in many different ways a classic work of Johann Sebastian Bach. Can you tell us how you decided to take on a project like this with the French Suite Kit?
Well, it's a piece that I've known from my earliest years playing the piano. It, in fact, was the first work by Bach that I ever began to study. So rather than studying, I suppose, the usual two-part inventions and so forth, the Anna Magdalena notebook, I dove into the French Suite Kit, of course inspired in large part by Glenn Gould's work, as you just mentioned a moment ago. But Bach was the essential impetus, and in terms of this particular French Suite, it lends itself tremendously to the idea of alternate versions, because of all the French Suites, it has the most textual variability that's available. So that was another reason for choosing it. But again, the main reason is my long familiarity with this suite, as well as all the French suites for that matter, and my great love for them.
And you just said it too, about multiple versions of the movements here. On this album, there are multiple versions of many of these movements, sometimes up to four different versions. How did you come across in terms of, maybe you just mentioned it, with your familiarity with this piece, did you evoke different thoughts and feelings as you would go to record different takes of this, or did you have maybe movement in mind? How did you go about recording these different versions?
There are a couple of ways that I did that, and the first is, of course, after playing any work for so long, one develops what I call a baseline version, what sort of just the essential way that you hear it in your ear. And of course, I wanted to lay that down as the first the first version of each of these movements. And then, of course, there are some other textual variations that I just mentioned a moment ago that in my researches I found, or that I had heard before. I remember, I think I have written about this in my liner notes. I was listening to a version of the Allemande years and years ago now. But as I was listening to it, all of a sudden I heard completely different notes. The figure was just entirely different from the score I'd been playing for decades. And I said, what is going on here? And a little research yielded that, in fact, there are more than a dozen sources for what we call the French Suite. And I found that these other texts exist out there, and I sought out as many of them as I could, and those would form the basis of some of the alternates that you hear on the album. And then thirdly, just beyond my baseline, I had ideas of things I wanted to try, or, you know, certain variations or tempo changes, dynamic changes. In the case of the jig, I actually did an entirely new arrangement that flips the hands upside down. So that was quite fun. So just things like that that come during one's familiarity with the work.
Right. And it sounds like with that familiarity, you also have this striving to maybe challenge yourself a little bit. And like you said, switch the hands of a certain movement, or maybe play it a little bit faster or with a different feeling. When you were developing these different versions, did you kind of have Glenn Gould in mind with the listener's perspective as well? Or was this more of a challenge for yourself to maybe push a little bit farther than the baseline, as you said?
Well, Gould is an inspiration in terms of that new listener that you mentioned earlier, this idea of a listener who's actually participating in the process as opposed to just, you know, passively receiving whatever the artist might want to dish out. This idea of putting together alternate versions of a kit that would be ideal for a particular listener. So involvement in that sense, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And in this era of, you know, the new listener in other ways too, with technology, with the era of streaming and the era of just endless choices, do you feel like that's a way to bring that idea into the modern age of the new listener too?
I'm not sure if that really applies in quite the same way. Of course, you're absolutely right that all of these different technologies that are available make all kinds of things possible. I mean, if you look at what's happening in other genres of music with being able to take the various stems or pieces of music and remix them as you like, that's absolutely a way in which technology is changing the ways that a listener might actually involve themselves with music. That's not exactly what I'm doing here, and I wouldn't say that it's off the table in terms of the future, but it's not exactly what's going on here. This is something that's more, certainly less technologically advanced, but it's not quite the same approach.
Sure. And now, with the music itself, you're very familiar with the work of Bach, and you had mentioned in your liner notes as well, why is it called a French suite? And with this, you had also mentioned that there's parts of it that's, you know, dance music. So when you're thinking about how to bring all these different versions of these together, do you have different moods that perhaps different paths of choosing these movements could lead a listener down? Have you kind of thought about the roadmap for different possibilities that way?
Well, in terms of dance, yes, all of it's dance music, and one thinks about the dance. I know when a young pianist is learning works like this, the teacher often will comment or reinforce the idea that it's to be danced to. So you're playing it too fast; no one could dance to that. Or you're playing it to this way or that way, and that's not dance-like. And that's all well and good, but those really aren't my considerations in terms. That kind of authenticity is not my concern here. My concern is more along the idea of variations that are pleasing, that I find that I feel have integrity, and things that just excite me, that are really pleasing to the ear.
And in this case, too, this is kind of you putting your own spin on the work of Bach and your own stamp on it in a way, but at the same time giving that listener an opportunity to carve their own path and find their own meaning through it. Do you think that that's a path that the future pianists of the world maybe should take, in your opinion?
I wouldn't presume to tell anyone to do anything, anything whatsoever. But it's something that certainly appeals to me. I love the idea of, especially with the technology we have now, the ability, just the trivial ability now to put together different playlists. I mean, I even mentioned this in the liner notes, that one could easily put together a suite like this using, you know, five or six or seven different piano players, right? And a playlist of that would be completely simple to do. But that is a little bit different from my approach, which is trying to take the integral vision of a single artist and really just try those variations, you know, through that singular lens.
Mm-hmm. And now, is this the first time that you've done a kit like this? Or is this, I think it looks like here, volume 4 of the French Suite kit?
Yes, it is. It's the first time. It's volume 4, but as I like to joke, if George Lucas can start with volume 4, so can I. So, it is the first release, but I do intend to release all 6, and they will come out. And I'm working on the first right now in D minor, so that will come out later this year. But all the others will stagger out in some order or other. And as I said earlier, it has nothing to do with releasing version 4 first. That just happens to be the one that is closest to my heart because I started with it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, looking forward to the rollout of more of those. Just a reminder, we're speaking with Craig Swanson and his release of the French Suite Kit. It's Bach's 4th French Suite in E-flat major, and it's played on the piano with lots of variety. As we had mentioned, there are different versions of the different movements. You've got up to 3 to 4 versions of each movement found on this recording from Craig Swanson. And is there anything else that you'd like to add about either the recording process or about your love of Bach or anything else about the French Suite kit?
Well, one thing that might be interesting to people who are even familiar with this French Suite or with any of the French Suites is that I've heard from a number of listeners who are just completely unaware that there are alternate movements that exist for this suite. So the Prelude, for example, which is the first piece on the album, is one that is just not played very often and almost never in concert. Richter played it in concert, but he's the only one I can find who has done so. And there are very, very few examples on record of that prelude. And then there are other versions, as I mentioned in the liner notes, that are actually textual versions. They're actually by Bach, but they just don't appear on. I haven't found them anywhere in the recorded literature. So I think that someone would find something new, something that they haven't heard before, even if they are familiar with this suite.
Wonderful. And if anyone out there is interested in finding out more about yourself or your releases, how could they get in touch with you?
CraigSwanson.com is where you'll find all the information about this album, as well as I have liner notes and various track notes at thefrenchsuitekit.com. So both of those places are good places to contact me or find out more information.
Wonderful. Well, Craig, thank you so much for taking the opportunity to speak with us again, talking about the French Suite Kit, his release of Bach's 4th French Suite for the piano, again, with considerable variety. Thanks again, Craig.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it.